I've got Alex Fay on the phone. Alex, I shared your photo of your Shelburne Clock Tower last week on our Facebook page, and a lot of people seem to like it, so I thought I'd follow up with you. And I got to ask, are you an architect, or what's going on there?
No, I just, I've kind of always liked cool buildings, old buildings, new buildings, kind of just I guess I'm kind of a fan of architecture more than work within it or anything like that.
Right. And you're obviously a fan of Lego, too. How long have you been doing these builds?
That honestly, the clock tower was my first one on that scale.
Wow.
But I've been into Lego since I was a kid on and off. I mean, it's kind of a fun toy that you can kind of get creative with. So
yeah, for sure. Now, a build like that, it's obviously not from a kid or anything. I don't think there's any like Shelburne Clock Tower kits going around, but do you have to like order those specially in, or can you get like custom made kits, or how's that work?
Yeah, so it's all custom. So a lot of it is collecting pieces. There's a couple ways to do that. There's a website called Bricklink, which is third-party sellers. Anyone can go in there and organize their Lego collection into individual pieces and sell it off piece by piece. And Lego directly has an option called Bricks and Pieces, where you can order individual pieces that are currently in kind of in print from them.
Cool. Now, which one did you do? Did you do kind of a variation of both? Or
absolutely, yeah. So if the only thing you can order directly from Lego are things that they're currently in current sets. So anything, a lot of the pieces I used were pieces that would be considered retired. So the only way to get those are from third parties.
Right, from other people's collection. So how did you go and like take pictures of the building? Or is it like to scale, or did you kind of just eyeball it from pictures, or how'd that work?
Yeah, so I got some pictures online, and I had my buddy go down and take some pictures of all the angles of the clock tower. And then I basically just worked off those pictures. And there's also software you can use on the computer where any piece Lego's ever made is in it. And it's like kind of like an AutoCAD software.
Okay.
So parts of it I would design with that. But most of it was just kind of going based off the pictures.
Wow. How long did it take you?
Honestly, a lot of it's waiting for parts, waiting for like 13, I have more than that probably. You're probably looking at 20 to 30 different orders. So it was over a couple months for sure.
Wow. So how big is it? It's hard to tell from the pictures. It's kind of, what probably a foot by a foot sort of thing?
It would be about, I would say closer to like a foot and a half by... a foot and a half, maybe a little bit bigger than that.
Cool. Now that's the first one you did of sort of a local building. I know you have family from Shelburne, right? So that kind of probably drew you to doing that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I grew up there. I lived there till I was 19.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So I mean, I hung out in front of that building every day after school to go skateboarding on the front steps or
nice
or whatever. So, I mean, I always said one day I wanted to own the building, and I guess, In some kind of way, that's kind of true now.
You know what? I said the exact same thing when I was a kid, because it was abandoned. It was abandoned when I was a kid, and I was like, why isn't anybody doing anything with that building?
I know. I think anyone who's grown up in Shelburne has probably had similar thoughts about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like such a waste because it's so beautiful. But I guess, I don't know, I guess the guy that bought it wanted to tear it down, and he can't tear it down because it's a historic landmark. I'm glad that they didn't let him tear it down.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, I also don't blame him for not putting the money that it needs into it to fix it. I don't know if you've ever seen inside of
it,
but
yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it needs a lot of work for sure.
Oh, for sure. What else do you think you're planning on? And this is just a hobby, right? You're not doing this for anything.
Yeah, this is just a hobby right now. I'm just, in my spare time, I kind of, fool around with it. Just, something to do, but, yeah, I actually, I am planning on building another kind of Shelburne landmark, I guess you could say. I'm currently working on the old Shelburne Regional High School that doesn't exist anymore, but obviously
cool.
A lot of people would have some memories from that building, for sure.
Yeah, and how far along, you sent me a picture there. How far along are you with that?
Yeah, I'll send you a couple more pictures. I've got basically the front facade done and some of the interior, but... it's one of those things where I'm just waiting on pieces again.
Right. I was going to ask about the interior for the, is the interior like you don't do like room by room, do you?
So for the clock tower, I did not.
No.
The clock tower is just a hollow shell. But for the school, I kind of, my favorite part of the school was the old gymnasium. So
right.
I am doing an interior on the school. It's not going to be completely accurate to what it was in real life, but it's going to have a lot of, definitely a lot of callbacks to what it was like when I was there.
Cool. Well, that's awesome. Well, I think that's all the questions I have. So after the high school, anything else? Are you thinking about doing the Taj Mahal or anything like that?
Actually, Lego's done an official Taj Mahal set.
Oh, did they really? Wow.
Yeah. It's one of the biggest sets ever. But I'm kind of interested in, you know, if anyone wants to go on, I know you have some images there on your Facebook. If anyone has any ideas, I'm always open. Half the difficulties coming up with what to do next.
Yeah.
The other half is sourcing the parts, but I'm always interested in what people would have to say. If anyone has any recommendations or buildings on the South Shore that they'd like to see.
Yeah,
why not?
That'd be awesome. No, for sure. Well, Alex, I really appreciate this, and thanks so much for coming on, and keep doing what you're doing. It's awesome.
Perfect. Thanks, Ben. If I have any updates, I'll let you know.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much.
No problem.
See ya.